Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The shall nots of Scripture. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Psalm 34:10. Many worldly-minded people tend to resent the Bible as a book of prohibitions or thou shalt nots, as in the Ten Commandments. The fact is, however, that many of God's most precious promises use the phrase shall not in a diametrically opposite way, not listing prohibitions but provisions. As a beautiful example, there is the opening verse of the much-loved 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Or as in the words of our text, they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. There is the great promise of salvation and everlasting life. He that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. Following salvation, there is the promise of divine guidance. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. With such assurances, we can rejoice with the psalmist. The Lord is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. No matter how great the trial, the Lord will not leave us. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. God's word and God's purposes can never fail. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Sin shall not have dominion over you. We should never resent God's negative commands, for his gracious shall not promises are far greater.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.